Senior Story, Determined to Win. Chapter 3, Stroke Switch. Word spread quickly throughout the school that Tracy had gotten her own optimist and started sailing lessons with her dad. She couldn't walk 10 feet down the hall without someone asking her about her boat or her lessons. "You've got the coolest sailboat at the club. Have you been on the water yet? Are you going to race this summer? I bet you'll be as good as your dad." Some of her classmates even came to the sailing center to watch from a distance. She heard nothing her dad was telling her. Her thoughts went wild. "Oh no, it's Amber. She's in one of my dad's sailing classes."
"So," said Dad, "when the sail begins to flap, or luff, as it's called, what should you do?" he asked as he grasped the sail and shook it as if the wind were causing the flapping. But Tracy was staring elsewhere.
"Tracy?"
"Yes," she said, looking at him. "Tracy, if you want to learn to sail, you must pay attention. As soon as I know you understand the basics of how to operate this optimist, we'll get you out on the water."
"Sorry, Dad."
Several weeks passed. It was taking longer than Dave expected for Tracy to catch on to the basics of handling the mackerel. Her enthusiasm had waned. She didn't lack strength. She knew every part and its function, but when it came to perform a series of maneuvers, she stalled. On the last day of school, when they arrived home, Dad said, "Grab your swimsuit, Tracy. No sailing today. We're going to the cove for a swim." Woohoo! There was nothing Tracy loved more than swimming. "When I was a kid, my dad took my friend Bill and me here to play a game called Stroke Switch," explained Dad. "My dad would pick a swimming stroke, and we would both race from one dock to the next. Then he would add another, and we would start out doing the first stroke, but when he yelled, 'Switch!' we changed to the new stroke. He kept adding more and more strokes until one of us finally quit. We became the best swimmers on the whole swim team because of that game."
"Oh, wow," said Tracy. "Can we play that today? You know I want to be on the swim team when I get to middle school, and this will be a really fun way for me to get better."
"Well, it would be you against me," said Dad.
Tracy looked him straight in the eye and said very confidently, "Dad, they call me Tracy Mackerel for a reason. I can do this."